Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 22nd of December, and I am recording at 10:20 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time, here in showery but very warm London. Okay, now let's start with stock markets here. We've got little bit more of a rally here, but looking at the Asia Pacific sector, Japan virtually unchanged. China steady, which is not a bad performance here because that had that big gain yesterday, and so it's a little of a bit of a pause here. But the Shanghai Composite Index right at the higher side of its current trading range, although still very cheap, is up a quarter of a percentage point in here today. The Shanghai Composite, which is the more volatile index, up nearly one percentage point. Modest gains for Taiwan and South Korea and Australia. India losses in the order of half a percent or slightly more, but that had a good day yesterday. And one of the better gains, Malaysia up over four-fifths of a percentage point. And Indonesia also higher. Now, looking at Europe, we've got a decidedly mixed picture. Declines of a third of a percent in, looks like, Netherlands and Switzerland. Sweden and Switzerland. Netherlands up about half a percent. Italian market, which was firm yesterday, down a tiny fraction. Here's Spain, which was hit hard yesterday on the election result, but it's up half a percent here today. Germany down a minimal amount, under a tenth of a percentage point. UK helped to do getting the best results in Europe, again, four-fifths of a percentage point. Miners and metals doing a little bit better. Wall Street was the most interesting here. Had some reasonably good gains. They repaired a little bit towards the close, but the Dow was up nearly 1%, and the S&P 500 index not far behind, and the NASDAQ Composite was up two-thirds of a percentage point here overall. So a quieter day, generally, but few more. Well, the rally just extending itself for the most part. Now, I have some concerns about this market in this environment, and I'll just run through those very, very quickly for you, and I'll also be writing about them. And I think one of the problems that does concern me is the market breadth that we see on Wall Street. In other words, and I've mentioned this before, and Owen has mentioned it on numerous occasions, is that we have fewer and fewer big cap shares pushing the market up on the rally days, while most shares are actually underperforming. If you want to see this on one index, just look at the Russell 2000 index of somewhat smaller cap shares, and you'll see how it's underperforming the NASDAQ indices and the S&P 500 index. So fewer and fewer shares supporting the averages near current levels. Then also December is a disappointment. This has been the worst December, I believe, since 2002. So that's not good. And at the, well, I mean, I can understand that perhaps because valuations are a little high. But nevertheless, it's still disappointing, particularly after we had that 10% plus correction that I had forecast would occur before the end of October, and most of it occurred in September. And yet we're still struggling here in this market. third point here is that there is a risk of a dollar index breakout. Now, that has been rolled back. The dollar index, as I speak right now, is at 98.2, but certainly a sustained break above that 100 level would be worrying. It would be bad for U.S. Earnings, and it would be bad for those countries that have borrowed in U.S. dollars. So that's not a problem at the moment, but it wouldn't take much to, well, I'll put it this way, it'll take intervention to prevent that from actually happening. I've mentioned that on many occasions before. Another factor here which is of concern is the very considerable weakness of resources prices, crude oil especially, but and also metal prices. Now, that is just causing very severe recessions in the primarily resources-producing economies, and that's just blown a hole in global economic recovery efforts here. And these are companies, or countries rather, that in the past have contributed a reasonable amount to GDP growth. And that includes also buying from the West and also from emerging markets. And so they're way underperforming. And I've said on a number of occasions that we may well have to see a recovery by the very, very depressed commodity indices before we get a stronger overall performance. Now, the CCI index, that's the continuous commodity index, that did bounce last Friday, extended it slightly on Monday, but this is just a small, typically small rally here overall, and we really do need to see it break its long progression of lower rally highs here to indicate that global GDP growth is picking up, and also that supply is being held in check. And I should just mention on that point that it's supply is the main problem here, really. That's always the case in commodity markets. Okay, what else? Well, looking at U.S. Treasuries, we have the yield edging up a little bit here today to 2.23. It's still very low overall, but nevertheless, still in a range. The VIX index slipped a little bit further, down to 16.6. Looking at currencies here today, I gave you the dollar index at 98.2. Sterling, a little firmer, it's just weakened. I'd looked at it just before I recorded, and it was up at the 150 level, but it's a little bit weaker in here right now, 1.4827. And the euro is at 109.54. The Australian dollar soft here at 0.7230. Now, the Chinese renminbi has paused here, and this is where we've seen a controlled devaluation in the last couple of months, and it's a little pause here. It's 4 days in a row in this range, current range, barely changed. The Indian rupee is down at backed off previous resistance up near 67, or I'll put it the other way around, in favor of the rupee, previous support near 67, and is currently at 66.35, I think. So a little quiet here prior to Christmas, which is no great surprise. Precious metals a little bit easier in here today, despite the dollar index being somewhat soft. The exception is looks like Palladium, that's at 555, and up just over $2. Silver is at 1425. That's down 6.5 cents. These are after hours levels. And platinum down $8.40 at 872, nearly 873. And gold bullion just about unchanged, 10.072, 1072 here. I just emphasize these commodities are extremely, extremely oversold, but until supply does ease in these industrial resources, we are unlikely to see big rallies. Get further production cuts, and that will definitely occur in the new year, probably before the end of the first half of the year. We'll see on that. I don't say that with any enormous conviction. I do feel reasonably confident, though, that we should see a recovery begin in those industrial resources before the end of 2016, and the sooner the better, actually, is that would I think help to underpin global GDP growth. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.